Sarah and Vinny.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Oh. Can you hear me?
He shaved his head for that video.
That's the first time you saw that video?
Yeah, he's like smoking boobage and he's got his head shaved. What's going on there?
Yeah, huh. Bryn plays that every time. I'm weirdly over Adam Levine. Like, you always hear that he's a wanker. But, you do. You hear from people.
Well, he did look like a douchebag in the Super Bowl, but that's, listen, his idea of sure. I don't know, what was that, posing, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know, just being Adam Levine the whole time. I don't know, whatever. I love Maroon 5, and I love his voice, and I think he writes great songs, but man, please don't show. I was actually going to text Bryn, don't even show me that video anymore. He plays it every time now. I'm just like, oh.
Is that what you were saying?
That guy's so cool.
Yelling at the screen?
No.
I can hear you.
I know.
You're yelling at the screen.
I forgot to go get the. I forgot to get the wiener rock.
Oh.
So I wanted to show you, as my mother was saying. I mean, honestly, you guys, you'll have to remind me because I gotta get up and get the. I have a rock shaped like a wiener, you guys. I mean, it's pretty excellent. It's pretty awesome, but I can't show it to you now. So.
All right.
Because I'm busy. I have, radio show to do. And it goes like this. And it goes like this.
Another Adam Levine song.
Yeah, there you go. See? I'm telling you, I have, like, payphone is in my mind all the time. Like, if you caught me unawares and said, sing any song right now, I'd go, I'm at a payphone. And that, I just always, that or Moves Like Jagger. Like, there it is. Oh, I even was in the right key. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, you were. Nice.
I was.
Jobs here.
Unreal. I'm never in the right key. Just ask my son. good Lord, that kid and his.
It's anyway. F sharp, Mom. What are you doing? You're so stupid.
I'm at a payphone, trying to phone home. That's a constant. Anyway, it's time for the celebrity trash. And it's brought to you by Sunblock, you guys. Oh, my God. Sunblock. You need that. The hot August days are here. And if you're on a run, social distancing in a park, or lounging in your backyard, remember to wear your sunblock. Sunburns are not fun. And your skin will thank you. And long term, your skin will really thank you.
Yeah, melanoma is the least fun of all the skin problems.
Yeah, seems like a super, like a bummer. I mean, to put it lightly, like a bummer doesn't seem to really sum it all up. All right, we're going to start with just a fun video that I clicked on this morning because I'm like, this seems impossible. Is there a little bit of slapback somewhere coming from somewhere?
I heard it, but I think it's because you're about to play something.
Who, me?
Yeah, aren't you guys about to play some video, audio, or whatever?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't ask him to get it for me, although it's easy enough to find. And I actually bet that you clicked on it too. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. Katie Ledecky, she's a swimmer, like one of the most famous swimmers.
Yeah.
You've seen it, haven't you?
I haven't, but I know what you're talking about because I saw the cell.
Yeah.
The headline was,
I couldn't help myself. I clicked it.
Ledecky can swim with a glass of milk on her head or something like that. And I went,
It's beyond impressive.
Like, you think. I was in the middle of reading, so I just skipped.
Okay, Bryn found it. No, it is. She's in a pool because that's where she lives, basically. And she is at the side of the pool and she pours a 3/4 full glass of milk. And then she gets in the pool and starts stroking. And she actually has a snorkel so that she doesn't have to move her head,
Right.
But she's going across that pool and that milk, you can see it jiggling like it's definitely liquid.
You know what's trippy? So she's swimming, I guess, what do you call that? Freestyle?
Yeah, I guess.
With the arm over.
Arm overhead, a crawl.
She's making no splashes either. That is a swim. I mean, look, butterfly is the one that makes the most splashing and the most, waves.
But the kicking usually makes some splashing, and she's really...
She's able to just slice through the water. Good for her.
It's so funny you say that. I watched it twice. I'm like, she doesn't seem to be putting in a lot of effort. She simply has unbelievable form because she is just zooming. It's worth a second of your time. It's chocolate milk, yeah. It's for a gut milk commercial. So she didn't just randomly, this wasn't, or maybe she does practice with a glass of milk on her head. What do I
Look
know?
Look at that. There's no water out of place when she swims. That's crazy.
It's unreal. Even the way she pulls her hands out and puts them back, like they dive in. It's incredible.
The sad thing is right now she'd probably be winning a bunch of Olympic medals and instead she'd be covered in gold. And then now she's just doing milk commercials because she's
well,
not,
she's already she already holds the record for most individual gold medals,
right?
At the World Aquatics Championships, I should say. She's a U.S. Team USA Olympic member, 2012, 2016. Looks to me like you're right, Vin. She probably would have been in this year's as well. Holds the records for most individual gold medals with 11 and overall gold medals with 15 at the World Aquatics Championships. And she's one of those
swimmers who actually gets so far out in front of people, you just can't believe that you know what I mean? Like, it seems like she's just in another league. Like she's swimming against people, you know, half her age or, you know, kids or something.
She's just built for it. I mean, just the way that, just watching that video, it's like, there's, I mean, I don't know about swimming. So, I mean, but there is some technique there that, you know, I'd look like I was dog paddling, you know, next to her. I'd be standing still.
Well, you would have spilled the milk for sure.
Oh, the milk would be... please. I don't even bother with the milk. I just know that's going in the pool. Right. Anyway, she's part of a Got Milk ad campaign. So Katie Ledecky, be on the lookout for that. I just found it to be very impressive. Portia de Rossi, she stepped up for Ellen DeGeneres yesterday. She posted a message on Instagram that said, and it's all, you know, it's in that create mode or whatever it is, where you can take any color background and write words on it as big as you want. And it says, I stand by Ellen. And then she said, to all our fans, we see you. Thank you for your support. Last week, Ellen reached out to employees to apologize for the toxicity on the set of her show. She took responsibility, promised things would change. But that did not stop the hashtag replace Ellen from trending yesterday. People were suggesting replacements like Steve Carell, Harry Styles, Adam Sandler, Tyler, the Creator. The British tabloids say Sean Hayes, Kristen Bell, Melissa McCarthy, Jennifer Aniston. I will say you can't replace Ellen DeGeneres on a show called Ellen. You can start a new talk show with someone else, but there's no, it doesn't continue with the name Ellen. So let anybody that wants to have a talk show. But when her talk show ends, that's the end. It's like nobody's hosting Oprah now, you know?
Right.
So, okay, everyone, replace Ellen with an Ellen cutout. I don't understand. I will say that I love Ellen. I take everything I hear about celebrities and public people with a grain of salt because it, you know, I don't know what the feeling on that set is. I know from toxic work environments. I mean, who among us hasn't been in a hostile work environment? I know about it. So that can happen, and maybe they're holding her responsible for creating that when it's for her not stopping it, perhaps. I don't know what role she had in or how toxic she is. But I do think, too, that if you, like you were saying earlier, if your whole thing, your message is one of kindness, there's no law that says you can't say things that you think should be out there in the world, but not necessarily adopt them yourself, I guess. I mean, I don't...
Well, it's a show.
It's a show,
she's doing
exactly
a show. So, I mean, there's no doubt that you could
And on the show, the character she plays is the little fun dancing Ellen.
Right.
So I get it. I mean, if the toxic environment is happening on her show, she absolutely should have a meeting with everyone and get rid of the people who are creating that, you know... I don't know if she created the hostile work environment. Maybe just because she won't talk to you, that's enough. I don't know. But
it's
anyway,
hard
I'm
to
trying
say.
To.
Yeah. You know, people are saying that if she were a man, her show would have already been canceled. So there's hypocrisy there. And then on the other hand, it's, you know, do they feel comfortable speaking out against Ellen as an employee of the Ellen show because she's a woman? And they think that they're going to be able to somehow get, I don't know. I'm really surprised by all of this because it seems to me like the whole focus and energy should be towards putting a show on, mm-hmm. and that everybody involved in the show would get that it's a show and that it's got to, I don't know. I'm really torn. I know this though. And someone wrote it and I'd already thought about it as I was coming back from my kitchen. I'll tell you one thing, the Bill Cosby thing, head clean off. Didn't see that coming. Hadn't mm-hmm. heard the rumors, mm-mm. didn't know anything about what that guy was up to in his spare time until, was it Hannibal Buress who
yep.
finally like got noticed when he was talking about it? Yep. So there's a guy who I used to check out his records in elementary school all the time. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Bill Cosby comedy. So to right. find out that he's...
That he was playing a character... Who's real nice the whole right. time. Meanwhile, he was raping people. Yeah, it's that thought crossed my mind as well. The what we need from our celebrities is more than some of them can give. And I actually think that as a woman, it's harder for her because we think of women as being nicer. Like we've heard all the stories about all these talk show hosts and all these, male talk show hosts and who you could talk to and who you couldn't talk to. And now you hear it about Ellen and suddenly she's out. Like, sorry, Letterman was known for that. Steve Harvey was known for that. I'm sure there were, I'm sure there were a million talk show hosts who were known for that. I don't know. Do we need her to be nice because she says be nice? I don't know. Anyway, so we'll continue to bring you any developments in this. And it does sound like some of the producers and some of the people in charge of stuff at her show were the ones who were actually creating the Me Too, hashtag Me Too problems. I've heard that she's not that nice, but I haven't heard that she was harassing anyone. So if we get more details, we'll bring them to you. I think we've made our positions on this. Feel free to yell at us. You're good at that. Play to your strengths. Texters. Portia de Rossi stood up for her yesterday. Would I like her to be nice to me if I met her? I would. I love Ellen. But if she wasn't, isn't that her right to be?
I don't know. I mean, again, that's a tough one. I wouldn't even want to meet Ellen necessarily. I mean, I
wouldn't now. I hear she's
came
awful.
On her show, then I would meet her because we were interviewing her. Right. But I don't look to... I don't know. I don't look to her as someone I'm like, I really want to dance with her. Like, I don't
Yeah. Well, she's about my level of dancing. There's not a whole lot, not a whole lot of fancy moves I can have. The XFL.
Yeah.
Guess who just bought it?
I saw the headline and didn't read further, but yeah, I can guess. So it wouldn't be a fair game.
The Rock. Is now one of the proud owners. Way to own it. Way to not try to get a dollar out of me. Right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, along with other investors, he's got a partner, purchased the XFL. Well, they're trying to purchase the XFL. The actual people who are shareholders and former investors said, hey, that's not enough. That's like not
the
enough
price seems
to pay
low,
us all
but
back.
But then
does.
Again,
seems
I thought,
free.
When I saw the price, I thought, I don't get what you're buying for that price. They have contracts in place for the television rights? Are there uniforms did they buy? I don't know what they bought. I really don't. But for that price, it seems way too low that they're
maybe
never going
to. Just rights to the XFL name and logoing and they can put together their own. I have no idea what accompanies it, but I agree. $15 million, especially for, people in the rarefied air of the Dwayne The Rock Johnsons of the world and people richer, people who are willing to invest in a sports team. His business partner's a woman. I don't see her name in this story, but she basically says the plan is to launch the league inside a corona-free bubble like the NBA and the NHL sometime next year. She took a shot at Major League Baseball saying, it's been really interesting to see that in sports, when you create a bubble, your players are safe. When you don't, it's chaos. The XFL has yet to ever get a toehold anywhere. It's failed to last beyond one season two times. 2001, they tried it, and then they tried it again earlier this year, right?
Barely. They've started, look, through the years, there have been a lot of other football leagues, and they've all failed. And that's in part because of the strength of the NFL. It's, yeah, I really don't care to watch the XFL. I watch my pro, you know, the NFL season in its right place. Mm-hmm. I don't know how what's going to happen this year. It doesn't look good, but yeah, I don't even need another football league. But look, what I did know for sure is that XFL was started by McMahon, the guy who owns WWE. And obviously, The Rock has some relation to that. So
right.
Was this?
Well, and he says he'll be very hands on. So you know, I'm sure he'll be maybe the face of the XFL. And people love The Rock. You know, they'll go see his horrible movies, which actually turn out to be really good and exciting every time. But they go on to poke at the NFL. I mean, there's
he
so
stars
many people.
In my favorite movie, and I
What's
and I hate
movie?
To say it's my favorite movie.
Snow
because,
Dogs.
No, it's Moana. Oh. I watched it yesterday and cried. My kid walked in and goes, "Why are you crying?" And I'm like, "Well, look what's on the TV. It's Moana."
You were watching
time.
It alone? I'm sorry, you
no,
were in
I
a room
watching
alone
it
watching
with,
it?
No. I was watching it with my youngest kid, but she uh-huh. loves Moana. I love Moana. So when she said, "Put Moana on," I was happy to sit down with her and watch. And man, that little girl, she pulls it. You know, she's got a struggle, and her people are depending on her, and she comes through. I don't spoiler alert.
All right.
You know, but there's a lot of pressure on her, and she comes through, and it's a. I'm very proud of her.
Oh,
I
boy.
Love it.
I'm going to end with a couple really quick notes here, not to get off Moana or anything, but Tootie Robbins. He's a former NFL offensive tackle. He has died. He contracted COVID-19 and has died at the age of 62.
Never heard of Tootie.
Tootie was a former Green Bay Packer, and then he was a St. Louis and then a Phoenix Cardinal. He was a 12-year NFL veteran, and he succumbed early Sunday morning. He was retired in Chandler, Arizona. So terrible news about him. And the Denver Broncos have installed a coach. Did you see this?
No.
It looks like something you walk through at the airport. They've installed a COVID disinfectant misting booth to spray players as they go to and from practice and to and from wherever it is
Great.
That they're going. They say basically it's a product called MicroSure that it sprays. I don't know about the actual sprayer. Maybe it's just one of those misters, you know, those sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, are you seeing it? There it is.
Yeah.
It looks like a metal detector. They're not staying under it long. They're just getting misted as they walk through. They're basically saying we wanted to go above and beyond to protect the players. The misting booth is an additional safety measure that sprays a safe medical grade disinfectant on players and their equipment when entering and exiting the practice field.
Great.
So that's, you know, right. And we'll see if any Broncos wind up with COVID. Maybe this will crush it all. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Beer after these.
Oh, all right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.